This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. We'll check in at the competition committee, the owners' meetings, coming up a little bit here, and see if what happened yesterday with Lamar Jackson felt scripted, planned by Lamar Jackson to send out that tweet as his head coach John Harbaugh is meeting with the media. And also Aaron Rodgers, the Packers couldn't get in touch with him, and they tried many, many times. We'll talk about that coming up. That's their story. You never know. Like, at this stage of the game, I don't believe anybody. Like, okay. And it feels like anything with Aaron Rodgers deals with semantics. And I don't want to get into it unless it really means something. Unless the Jets go, you know what, we give up. Or we're not giving up our 13th pick in this year's draft. We're not going to give up that much for Aaron Rodgers. Okay, now we got something interesting there. Aaron's not going back, not going back to the Packers, but I guess they did reach out to see if he wanted to come back, and he did not. He went on McAfee and said, hey, nobody reached out to me, and I'm paraphrasing here. Basically, there was no communication. Well, you disappear for 4 days in a black hole, and maybe that's when they were trying, but once again, it feels like everybody is trying to save face. Hey, we did everything we could do. You know, we exhausted all avenues here. Great. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. We were talking about White Castle, one of my favorite hamburgers growing up. In fact, my favorite hamburger growing up. But I'd always have it after 11 o'clock at night. Never had it before 11 o'clock at night. Great to absorb alcohol. And then Paulie said, you know, they have a breakfast menu at White Castle. And I go, what? And he said, yeah, you can get breakfast at White Castle. And then some people, this audience being very smart and alert, if Marvin does eat a White Castle with his small hands, it'll look like a Big Mac. White Castle must look like a double Whopper in Marv's hands. This is the audience saying this, Marv.
But you guys were thinking it.
I wasn't until they, now I am. I got to get you a couple of White, we got to get a suitcase of White Castle hamburgers. It'll change your life. Yes, Marv.
Does anybody know where the closest White Castle is? We got to find it.
It's about an hour and a half away. But we got a lot of guys in the back who aren't doing anything right now. Send them on a road trip there. Yes, Paul.
Did you have any other like chain restaurants when you were growing up in Ohio that are defunct that you love when you're a kid or something? Or is like considered like a night out? Because I remember going to Pizza Hut when I was like eight. I was like,
oh, yeah,
we made it. Oh. We're at Pizza Hut. My dad gave me a quarter for the jukebox.
And I was like, yes.
We thought that was a night out.
And I don't even know how good the pizza was, but didn't you have unlimited breadsticks or something?
This is way earlier than that. That's when Pizza Hut was almost like individual stores where they looked different. There was no red roof.
Yeah, see.
Did you guys have the Ground Round?
Yes, but I never went there.
Oh, man. We used to have a Ground Round by where I grew up. I used to love going there. You got popcorn when you first got there? I thought that was the best.
Yeah, Marv.
Sizzler.
Oh, yeah. Sizzler.
That was the spot. Like, oh, somebody's birthday? Oh, time for Sizzler.
What was the other steakhouse?
Bonanza and Ponderosa.
Yes, yeah.
Ponderosa, from what I recall, was like a cafeteria style. Mm. And you went down and you asked for your steak. And let's say you wanted it medium or medium rare, they put a little tab in your steak.
Yes. Was it a little flag or something?
Yeah, a little flag. And like a little tab for a collar. And then you go and get your salad unending. Bonanza was just a touch higher than Ponderosa. Sizzler was like, when I was a kid, that was like someone graduated or got engaged.
And then somewhere in this old country buffet fits in as well. Because that was a spot for a minute. I still remember those mashed potatoes.
Yes, Todd.
At Sizzler, they'll keep bringing you fried shrimp for us Husky folks. That's pretty exciting. That's just unlimited plates of fried shrimp with the steak.
I don't remember it.
I think you just kept ordering it, Fritzy. I don't think it was unlimited.
Yeah, I don't
sometimes
remember.
You didn't even have to order it. They noticed that the plate's empty and it ever comes. Here comes another.
Oh, it'd be like popcorn shrimp or something like that?
Yeah, it was probably battered D-level shrimp. Food. Yeah. But here comes another batch.
But when you're young, you don't, you know, when, and then when you're a parent and you have kids and you take them out to like a, you know, a buffet or something, it's like, go get them, kids. Knock them down. Yeah, see.
Or like it was some super special event to go to, like, whoa, somebody just graduated high school? Red Lobster. Let's get it.
Long John Silver.
Oh, I was just going
to
say,
when I was 9, my cousin did something, won an award, and we all went to Red Lobster. I was like, oh, my uncle's got money.
Yeah.
I think my uncle's got money. Whoa. He took us all out to dinner.
We took our kids to Boston Chicken one time, and it changed their lives. They thought that was like, this is high-end stuff, and, you know, it. This is what you aspire to, that if you do something well, then you get to go to Boston.
Boston Market. Yeah.
Boston Market.
Boston Market was great.
Yeah, yeah. All righty. Come on in. Eventually, we'll talk some sports on the program. Matt Damon's going to join us coming up next hour.
To talk sports.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. By the way, two full nights, the world's biggest superstars square off SoFi Stadium. WrestleMania goes Hollywood, live Saturday and Sunday, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. Kickoff show at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, only on Peacock. You can find our show on Peacock. Download the app. You can watch for free. Poll question, Seton. What do we have that for hour two?
Dan, I'll update you on hour one. Okay. The timing of Lamar Jackson's tweet was perfectly executed or a coincidence?
All right. Let's see. So I'm going to try to figure out what the audience would say, how they would respond. I'm going to say...
Keep in mind, this is Twitter.
I'm going to say they thought it was calculated.
84% say perfectly executed.
Oh, okay. So now we're going to applaud Lamar Jackson after we've been critical of his representation here.
Genius, he's playing this perfectly. He's playing it perfectly.
He bet on himself.
And his mom.
Yeah.
I was going to throw up this hour, more entertaining NCAA tournament this year, men's or women.
Okay.
Yeah, I said it.
I'd like to wait until the end because you have some Final Four matchups here. If South Carolina goes undefeated again, they've got Caitlin Clark coming up this next game on Friday night at 9:00. That's great. What do they have a point spread on that one?
Oh yeah, I'm getting down on this game. South Carolina's given 11.5 to Iowa. Over under 149.5.
Okay. What's the over under for Caitlin Clark?
Let me see if you get props.
Okay. Right. So we got a poll question. 877-3DP show. Operator Tyler standing by. Doug in North Carolina leads us off this hour. Good morning, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Well, Dan, this is a day late, but I wanted to give you my best of the weekend. Your buddy Doug was born in 1972, so I'm a couple of years younger than Pauly. And when you were born in the early 70s, the first mega huge sports star that you remember, at least in my case, was Reggie Jackson. Especially, I grew up in Detroit, so every time we'd go to Tiger Stadium, my father would point at a light pole and say, Reggie hit that in an All-Star game. There's an incredible documentary that dropped this weekend on Amazon, and if you're a child of the 70s, you've got to watch it. And I just want to ask Pauly who his first huge megastar athlete he remembers is.
I would imagine yours was Walter Payton.
No, I would say outside Chicago. People, I think that you look at it like, who did you know that you didn't watch? When I was a kid, I remember seeing Reggie Jackson's candy bar before I saw Reggie Jackson. I was probably seven. I was like, if someone has a candy bar, they must be unbelievably famous. Muhammad Ali was like Elvis Presley. He's almost like in such a different tier. I knew of Muhammad Ali as a young child, almost like Elvis Presley without listening to his music.
Todd?
Probably Nolan Ryan, but I loved Gary Carter and Johnny Bench because I'd watched the baseball bunch and they were always on together. Mm, yeah. So those two guys were like heroes of mine.
Seton?
Probably Dr. J.
Okay.
Dr. J was a big deal to me.
He's still a big deal to you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's the coolest.
Yeah.
He's the coolest.
Marv?
Mike.
Mike Jordan?
Yeah, the best.
Yeah. And Mike Jordan has now been, Michael has become like Babe Ruth. Like, this is, all of this solidifies his legacy. When you have documentaries, movies, you have the career, you have the shoe. I mean, when you think about an athlete and what he's meant to his generation, first is the greatest player, and then, you know, the greatest businessman we've seen as an athlete, brand, marketing. You got a 10-part documentary, 10-part series on him, and now this movie about, you know, the negotiations to get him to go to Nike. I mean, he's got a statue outside of, you know, Chicago Stadium. I mean, that's pretty good stuff. I mean, we can knock him on his baseball, but first of all, I wonder if we'll ever find out why he truly went to go play baseball. And was it just, hey, I've mastered this and my dad always wanted me to play baseball, which I have a hard time believing. But if, you know, he did that, like, I'm bored with basketball, which I don't believe that. But I always applauded him because he took a chance and knew that he could embarrass himself. You know, even Tebow, they took a chance. They tried. And I have great respect for that. And, you know, Mike wanted to look, he wanted to look great while he was playing baseball. Like, he had a slow swing. You know, he had athleticism, obviously, but he didn't have a quick bat. And you could see where, had he played growing up, then, you know, that could have been a pretty fascinating baseball player to be that size, that speed, and that athleticism. I mean, we look at Bo Jackson. Well, Bo's built differently than Michael was. But, you know, Mickey Mantle was that great athlete. But, you know, Michael's still 6'6". You know, Mickey Mantle was, what, 6'1", maybe? Willie Mays was great. Like, certain athletes that played. Canseco was great, but he was artificially great. You know, he was an athlete. Yes, yes, Marv.
Everything about Mike was perfect. The Bulls uniform. It was black. It just had Bulls,
yeah.
23. Nobody ever wore 23 before Mike, at least not to my knowledge, of note at least. And then the shoes matched so perfectly with everything. The All-Star game, the East will wear blue uniforms. The new Jordans in a different colorway are coming out in February. Mom, can I have those? Marvin, are you crazy? Those things are $110. But so even with nostalgia,
yeah,
nostalgia is such a big thing. So yeah. Being 38, oh, I'm getting those shoes that I couldn't get when I was 10, 11, 12. And now even with LeBron, those people now that are my age and even a little bit older, how dare you say LeBron can even touch this guy? We saw this live. This guy was, he's still a mythical figure, but we saw him live.
Yeah. And you can see every game. A lot of these other players, it's mythical where you go, I heard he was great. I see the numbers that he put up. With Mike, you got to see all of this. And I was very fortunate to have a great seat to be able to watch all of this and be able to interview him after all of these championships. Very, very fortunate. And, you know, one of the highlights of my career, when people say, well, what stands out, to be part, to cover history and to cover these transcendent athletes. That's what's, you know, I wanted to do this because you're there. You see these events. You know, the highs of Jordan hitting the shot against Utah to the lows of talking to Bill Buckner after the ball goes through his legs in 1986 World Series. To talk to Mitch Williams after he gave up the home run to Joe Carter. And then to talk to Joe Carter after he hit the home run to win a World Series. You know, the highs and lows, that's what makes this opportunity so wonderful. And, I'll really miss that, to be able to chronicle some of the greatest of, you know, Brady Super Bowls. The Giants winning the Super Bowl twice, handing out the Super Bowl trophy. Like, you get those moments where you're watching greatness. And I think that's what hit me last night to a far lesser degree. I wanted to see Joel Embiid against the Joker. Just let me see the two leading candidates. And here we are closing in on the end of the regular season. And it's going to be a very, very tight race for the MVP. But this is load management. This is the NBA, the new NBA. And you can go back to Greg Popovich. You know, Pop was the first to really do this. And then Kawhi did it individually, whereas that was done, you know, for a team because Pop said, hey, I want my guys fresh, ready to go for the finals. And that's why he's a Hall of Fame coach, because they won championships there. All right, we'll take a break. And we got our new poll question. Is that what you're?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, it's up there.
Okay. Todd, did you have something for me?
I did not.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Right now, Dan, though, the men's tournament's running away with it. 25% say the women's tournament's been more enjoyable.
Should I bring up with Matt Damon the scene in Rounders that I hate when John Malkovich has the worst tell in the history of poker?
Yeah.
Where he's got his Oreo cookie and then he takes it off and then he eats the icing on the Oreo cookie. Didn't he tell us about Malkovich one of the times we had him on?
Yeah, a while back, he told us some Malkovich story about the first time him being on set. Everyone was freaking out.
Baby, mania. I'm like, ugh. I tune in just to see that scene, and I hate that scene. Because John Malkovich is a great actor. It was just the Russian accent. What was his name? Was he KGB?
Teddy KGB.
Teddy KGB.
Which, I mean, that's a tell that you're a bad guy. If your last name is KGB, you're not fooling any cops.
Theodore KGB, yeah. Still.
Hey, does that guy seem like a Russian oligarch? Yeah. Who's,
does he seem like a bad guy?
Yeah, loan shark.
Hey, that man, he's money. Money.
Teddy Loan Shark.
Teddy, I'm going to break your ankles. Yeah. Yep, right. Yep, that guy's a bad guy there.
Not hiding anything.
All right. We'll check in with the NFL spring meetings here. And the reaction to Lamar Jackson's tweet yesterday. Also, the Packers GM, Brian Gutekunst, has some things to say about Aaron Rodgers. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. GetRefunds.com. Thank you for the people who have reached out, GetRefunds.com, to see if they qualify for the Employment Retention Credit, or ERC. I'm just passing on the information. And if you're able to get money back, it's going to take you less than 10 minutes to see if your business qualifies for ERC assistance. Now, what's that mean? You might be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000, that's per employee, that you kept on payroll during COVID. GetRefunds.com has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds. This is through the ERC, the Employment Retention Credit. It's all above board. It's not a loan. It's a refund. No charge up front. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. Many businesses believe they don't qualify based off incomplete or outdated information. Don't let the opportunity pass you by. What do you have to lose? This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. So get started. Go to GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
They say good things come to those who wait. The Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to set up a test drive. Your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more, MBUSA.com. Waiting for our good buddy Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter. He is the Monday morning quarterback. He'll join us here in a moment. Update the poll results there for hour two. And then I want to bring back the poll question for hour one for Albert Breer.
Dan, more entertaining the NCAA tournament this year, men's or women's. Right now, 75% of the vote is with the men's tournament.
Yeah.
And then we had the timing of Lamar Jackson's tweet was perfectly executed or a coincidence.
Okay.
That's at 83% perfectly executed.
All right. Let me bring in Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter. He is the Monday morning quarterback who joins us from the owners' meetings there. Albert, thanks for joining us. Let me ask you the poll question. Do you think this was calculated by Lamar Jackson to release that tweet, or it was accidental, coincidental?
No, I mean, I think here's my theory on it, Dan. You know, Lamar's had to hear for 6-7 weeks how, you know, he's stumbling around and doesn't know what he's doing and needs to hire an agent. He's, you know, blowing all his money and this opportunity and everything else, right? So if you're him, a former MVP, and you have to hear that for over and over and over again, do something bold and calculated and cunning. And I just did the scene for you yesterday at about 7:45 local time. John Harbaugh sits down. That tweet went out, like, I mean, 90 seconds after John Harbaugh took his seat.
Albert, hold on for a second. So, your connection is a little spotty here. So we'll see if we can reconnect there. Yeah, Paulie.
kind of like the theory he was going with.
I know. You know,
Albert always goes two levels deep, three levels deep on these stories.
Yeah, I would love for it to have been calculated with Lamar Jackson, but I don't think it was. I think it was just one of those where you go, hey, put out a tweet. The fact that Lamar Jackson asked for a trade back at the beginning of March and it stayed quiet. Nothing stays quiet in the NFL. Not 4 weeks. That, to me, was amazing. And then I think when you're trying to get a message out there, what is the message you want to send? So Lamar has public sentiment on his side. What does that mean? The Ravens don't feel like they have to do anything until somebody else does something. Now, do you have to give up two first-round picks, like a first-round pick this year? If you're on the non-exclusive franchise tag, do I have to give up two first-round picks? Could I negotiate something? Could the Ravens go, look, we'll take a 1 and a 3, but you have to pay him? Yeah, Paulie.
I heard Mike Tannenbaum on ESPN, former GM. He was referencing, I'm trying to be more clear, that I think the team that has the player has the right to change their demands. They can't, the tag says you've got to give up two firsts for a player, but they could be flexible if you want, if it would help the trade happen. That's what Mike Tannenbaum said. He gave an example of a trade, but I'm checking.
I thought it was required. You had to give up a first this year and a first next year. If it's after the draft, then you have to give up a first next year and then the year after that?
Again, I'm looking at a few. Remember Ngakoue, the defensive lineman for the Jaguars?
Yeah.
He was tagged, then he got traded, and it wasn't for two first-round picks. And same thing happened. Clowney got tagged and traded, and the compensation appears to be flexible if the team that tagged him is flexible.
I go back to Kirk Cousins when he got that guaranteed contract. And I remember getting a call from a source who said, hey, by the way, Kirk Cousins is going to have the first guaranteed contract. And I go, why? And what was it, $84 million was guaranteed. And then I thought, okay, what's this mean for quarterbacks moving forward now? And is every quarterback going to get that guaranteed contract? Albert Breer is back with us. Albert, thanks for having the patience here for us. Let's go back to Lamar Jackson. You don't think that it was calculated? You think it was just coincidental?
No, I think it was calculated.
Oh,
like, I mean,
okay.
I think, Dan, if you're Lamar and you've been hearing for, 6 weeks now how you're stumbling around and you have no idea what you're doing and you need to hire an agent. Like, if you have to hear all of that over and over and over again, how you're messing this whole thing up and blowing all of this money, like, you might want to do something to send a message, right? And you might want to do something that's cold and cunning and calculating like a team would do, right? So, like, just to set the scene for you yesterday, it was about 7:45 a.m. local time that John Harbaugh sat down at his table with the media around him. And obviously, because of the situation, he's got a big crowd. I think it was about 90 seconds after that that Lamar Jackson sent that tweet out. And if you think about it, like, the trade request didn't just go in. It went in over 3 weeks ago. So is it coincidental that it's happening in this 1 hour? No. You know what I mean? It's like John Harbaugh was sitting there for actually not even an hour, a half hour with the media, and 90 seconds into that half hour, he hit send on the tweet. So,
but
no,
what purpose does it serve, though, Albert?
It sends a message. I mean, it makes, like, the whole thing is, like, I feel like a lot of times in these situations, the way teams make players uncomfortable is they sit there and do nothing. And they say, eventually you're going to squirm, and eventually you're going to move. It's a negotiating tactic. So if they're trying to make you feel uncomfortable, well, then it's on you to make them feel uncomfortable back, And so I do think that this was an effort to turn up the heat on the Ravens by Lamar Jackson and his camp. And it's a very, very small circle. And I actually look at it like that was probably a smart thing to do. Like, from a negotiating standpoint, that's what a team would do to a player, right? Like, they would do something to make the player feel uncomfortable if they felt like the player had the advantage in that situation. And so I guess after 3 months of there not being, enough movement, and, we've all heard about what's happened over the last week with, an advisor of Lamar's calling around to teams, and I can verify that's happened. I think it just got to the point where Lamar felt like he had to do something to turn the heat up on the Ravens. This, I think, was a pretty smart way to do it.
Okay. Do you have to give up two first-round picks? Is this negotiable If, let's say, the Colts go, we want Lamar Jackson. Can we give you a first and a third, and we're going to pay him whatever we're going to pay him?
I mean, you could. If you want to talk to the Ravens, you could go to the Ravens and ask for that. But if you do that before the draft, aren't the Ravens going to ask for the fourth pick?
Sure.
Like, to me, like, the smart move, and I think the Colts are one of the teams in the top 10 that could consider this, and I think there are other teams that maybe should consider this that are in the top 10.
Like who?
I know Atlanta's not going to do it, but should they consider it? They should look at it. You know,
absolutely.
And here's the thing, right? Like, if you're one of these teams, if you're Indianapolis, and you're saying to yourself, we want to go through the full process with the quarterbacks. And I can tell you for a fact, like, when Chicago called them about, you know, dealing the first pick, and they had some discussion on it, the Colts weren't there on the quarterbacks yet. They weren't there with one of the quarterbacks yet. So, like, I think it stands to reason that they're not going to be comfortable with whoever falls to them at four. So if you're the Colts and you don't want to give up the fourth pick for Lamar, what do you do? What you can do is you could wait until after the draft. You could use the fourth pick on, I don't know, Will Anderson, you know, a great defensive player, and then get past the draft. And, oh, but by the way, when you get past the draft, you're not talking about the fourth pick anymore. You're talking about a 2024 first-round pick and a 2025 first-round pick. And if you still think Lamar's a great player like he has been the first 5 years of his career, and you can find a way to stay to keep him healthy, like, we could be talking about the 25th pick in the draft next year. You know what I mean? Like, so it's no longer the fourth pick. So I think that there are teams in the top 10 that are not comfortable with this group of quarterbacks, with the four quarterbacks who are, you know, expected to go in the first round. And they really might not be comfortable with the quarterbacks that fall to them, wherever they're picking inside the top 10. So this could be an alternative where you can use your top 10 pick on another player if you're willing to wait, and then sign Lamar Jackson to an offer sheet after the draft where you wouldn't be spending this year's pick. You'd be spending picks over the next 2 years, which, you know, you'd figure if Lamar Jackson is on your team, it'd be a much lower pick than the one you have this year.
What about the Patriots?
It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
But they're irrelevant. I mean, they don't have anything there. There's no juice whatsoever. And Belichick's talking about what happened, the last 25 years. Hey, you know, moving forward. This guy never talks about what's in the rearview mirror. But if you want to keep
here's
up.
Here's what I know.
Okay.
Well, here's what I know, Dan. Like, Bill has had opportunity after opportunity to, like, get Mac Jones's back over the last 6 months, going all the way back to the Bailey Zappi thing in October and the way that thing blew up. He hasn't done it. Like, it's constantly been, you know, he hasn't declared him a starter. When he's asked about there being a competition between Jones and Zappi, he says, well, you know, like, all things are sort of open. Every position is open. He's had opportunity after opportunity to back Mac Jones, and he hasn't done it. And then the owner comes out and publicly speaks about Lamar Jackson yesterday and the whole Meek Mill thing and everything else. Like, what I know about Bill is he loves players like this, that, like, the reason he went and got Randy Moss is because you couldn't find another one of them. And if you think about how Bill came up, that's what Lawrence Taylor was. Like, and if you've ever heard Bill, and Dan, I'm sure you've heard Bill talk about Lawrence Taylor, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like he's talking about Michael Jordan when he talks about who he was as a player and everything else. Lamar's sort of that way. Now, I'm not saying Lamar's Lawrence Taylor and, like, is going to go down with that sort of legacy, but when you're talking about just how unique he is and how different he is, and how, if you're Bill, you create so much stress on the opponent with this one player. Like, I think that all appeals to him. And the idea of what he could do creatively, maybe in his last act as an NFL head coach, all of it lines up. Now, do I think it's going to happen? Probably not. But it's a fun idea, and it's one that, like you look at it, like, yesterday, again, this, just like Bill had the opportunity and has had the opportunity to declare Mac Jones his starter over the last 6 months and didn't do it, he also had the chance, and Robert Kraft did too, to shoot the Lamar Jackson thing out of the sky yesterday, and neither of them did that either.
He's Albert Breer, the senior NFL reporter, Monday morning quarterback. What are the Packers saying here? What is Brian Gutekunst trying to tell us with Aaron Rodgers?
I think that they're sick and tired of this whole thing. I mean, I think you can hear it in Gutekunst's voice. I had a feeling it might go this way, and it would turn into Aaron says one thing happened, the Packers say another thing happened, and who knows where who knows what the truth is, but what it really reveals is how deep the wounds are here, right, between the two sides. And I go back to like what happened a couple of years ago, and you remember the press conference when, you know, Aaron showed up at the beginning of training camp, right? And he got up there, and I think he went on like a 20-minute monologue and basically like detailed everything. And like there was a lot of, I would say, dirty laundry aired there. Well, the Packers had no idea that was going to happen. The Packers thought that everything had been settled and, okay, we're good, we're in lockstep, we're moving forward. And I know there were people in the Packers organization that were stunned when that went down. They swallowed it. Last year, what did they do for him? They said, okay, Aaron, we're going to leave the light on for you. Take your time, make your decision, do everything you need to do, and we're here for you. We want you as our quarterback. You know, I just think that there's a fatigue there for the Packers on, like with bending over backwards over the last couple of years to accommodate him. And now even on the way out, like he does this, it's like his last act as a Packer is – like it feels like kind of pointing the finger back at the organization. Like, this is why this is happening. So, yeah, I think you see how deep the wounds are here. And, you know, I think Aaron actually probably could have made it easier on himself if he had just gone on McAfee a couple of weeks ago and said, you know what? And look, it's great content. I'm not telling anybody not to do what Aaron did, but because it's great for all of us. It's good for business. I'm sure for you guys too. But, you know, like I think like if Aaron's like singular goal was to get himself to the Jets, he could have said, look, I appreciate everything that Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur and Mark Murphy have done for me over the last couple of years. It didn't work out, but I'll have great memories of it. And I think it's just time for everybody to move on. I think that this is the tone and tenor of this is a lot different. And I think that I actually think that he's probably on the Jets now. And so I think cooler heads will eventually prevail, but you know, I think part of this is, you know, the Packers sort of cleaning up everything, the mess of the last couple of weeks, and then trying to get, you know, the best value they can for him. And I think you started to see yesterday them coming off their position just a little bit and saying, maybe we don't need to insist on a 13th overall pick.
Most interesting possible rule change is what?
The gambling one, I think. You know, and this isn't an on-field rule change, but the gambling one's really interesting to me. For those who don't know, they're going to allow sports books in stadiums. They're voting on it. They're going to allow sports books in stadiums to operate on game day, which, I mean, given that we can all do this on our phones now, it doesn't seem like a big deal. But if you had told me that there'd be a sports book in, you know, whatever, 20 NFL stadiums in 2023, 10 years ago, my jaw would have hit the floor. You know what I mean? Like, so I think from a global perspective and just kind of the business of the game and everything else, that's probably the biggest rule change. As far as the on-field stuff, I think the continued elimination of the punt and kickoff is probably the biggest one. You know what I mean? Like, and I had Mike Westhoff and, you know, Westy coached, you know, he's back with the Broncos now, but he's coached special teams in the league going back to like the mid 80s. He gave me this number that was just incredible. He said that over his first 30 years in the NFL, there were an average of, I think it was 22 special teams plays, excluding extra points and field goals per game. He said by the time he got to his last year at the Saints, which I believe was 2018, that number was down to 7. So, you know, you think about like how that changes the way the game is played, that changes the way that rosters are made up, like the value of special teams players. I mean, think about this, Dan, like, how long? It wasn't that long ago that like some of the biggest stars in the game were kick returners. Dante Hall, Devin Hester. How many kick returners can you name right now?
Cordero Patterson, I think.
Right, right. And Keyshawn Nixon from the Packers is the other one. And I think I just learned his name last year. You know
what I mean? Right. But how do we get rid of the punt?
I think that they're going to continue to I would say incentivize fair catches. And their injury data is that, and this is all health and safety stuff, obviously, but their injury data shows that like there's a higher likelihood, you know, of high end collisions and injuries resulting from them on kickoffs and punts. Punts are a little more difficult, I would say, to eliminate. But I do think that that's, I do think finding ways to incentivize just non-returns, I think, is the way that they're going to do it. You know, and then even like the onside kick, you know, and I don't think this rule proposal is going to pass, but I'm sure you've seen it, Philly's rule proposal,
yeah,
that in lieu of the onside kick, I think you'd do like, I think this year they proposed a 4th and 20 from the 20, which is a really interesting, fun idea. But I just feel like it sort of bastardizes what football has always been. So I know for a lot of the coaches that, you know, are involved in these things, is trying to strike the balance between prioritizing the health and safety part of it while also trying to preserve what the makeup of the game is. And again, like, you know, these sorts of rules changes can affect who has jobs and who doesn't. You know what I mean? Like, it can affect like how much a special teams coach makes. It can affect the bottom, you know, 13 guys in your roster. What do those guys look like? All those sorts of things are impacted by this.
Okay, the most interesting lobby rumor. Not story, rumor. Do you got one?
Yeah, I just trying to think. Lobby rumor. God, that's a tough one. See, I'm trying to think of what I can share. I think the way the top of the draft shakes out to me is really, really interesting now. And I would say the divide between Bryce Young and CJ Stroud and then Will Levis and Anthony Richardson is a little bigger than most people think when you're talking about like the general consensus of the NFL. And so I think Stroud and Young in some order go 1 and 2. I think the other thing is like how special Young is as a player. Like you sort of hear that too. But I think Stroud and Young go 1, 2 in some order. And then I think it's sort of up in the air because I do think that there are teams in the top 10 that aren't wild about this quarterback class. And again, like what makes it so interesting is the idea that some team in the top 10 could feel that way about the quarterback class and then turn around after the draft and roll the dice and sign Lamar Jackson to an offer sheet, even though there is the risk that the Ravens could just match and you wouldn't wind up with a player.
I was looking for something more salacious than that.
I'm just trying to think. I mean,
How about just make something up, you know? Hey, great to talk to you as always.
Ask me, you know what, Dan, like next time I'm on, ask me and I'll have had a chance to process everything and I'll have something better for you.
That was a crappy rumor. It was. Such a great journalist that you don't deal with rumor and innuendo.
Well, I mean, like, there are a couple of things, but it's like, I can't really talk about that. I can't really.
How about with no name?
No name?
No team?
Yeah, I would say.
I don't want to get you in trouble. I don't want to get you in trouble.
Yeah, I would just come back to me.
Okay, all right.
I thought about that one. I thought about that. You put that on the table. I'm like, yeah.
It'd
be like a page 6, like blind item or whatever.
Oh, right? Okay. Yeah. All right. So Tom Brady dating, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, Tom Brady, Las Vegas Raider by the end of the year next year. We'll see.
Thank you, Albert. That's Albert Breer, the Monday Morning Quarterback. I don't want to get him in trouble. He's such a nice guy. I'd like to get him in a little bit of trouble. Just a little. We'll take a break. Phone call is coming up. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Being the journalist that I am, I feel obligated to play the Packers GM Brian Gutekunst's comments about trying to reach Aaron Rodgers at some point during the offseason.
You know, as we got out of the offseason or after the season and we had a good conversation, and then, you know, we're going to have some follow-up conversations. And our inability to reach him or for him to respond in any way, I think at that point, then we just kind of had to, I had to do my job and kind of reach out and understanding that a trade could be possible and see who was interested.
Okay. I don't know what it means. It feels like it's a little petty. It feels like a little revisionist history. It's a little bit of, hey, I'm going to cover my butt and you cover yours. Rodgers has something to say, said to Pat McAfee that nobody reached out, and the Packers saying we reached out. Time for both sides to move on. And as you just heard from Albert Breer, he feels like Aaron Rodgers is already a New York Jet, that they're still obviously working out whatever compensation is going to be there. Here's Robert Saleh. He's the Jets head coach.
We've come a long way in 2 years, and to have a guy of his caliber, there's a lot of guys off it. You know, a lot of guys have wanted to come here and play, and there's a lot of excitement around the organization, and it's a cool thing to be a part of.
Yeah, it is, that Rodgers would want to play for the Jets. And that goes back to the Patriots. You got Buffalo still good, Miami's good, the Jets are on the verge of being really good, and then you got the Patriots. And the Patriots are nondescript. When you think of the Patriots, you think of Bill Belichick. That's it. If I said, what about the player you think of? Like, who are you anxious to see on the Patriots? And you go, Mac Jones? And then, is Bill Belichick all in on Mac Jones? And it never feels like he is. Now, granted, even when he had, you know, Brady there, he didn't, you know, send out verbal bouquets all the time with Tom, but he doesn't acknowledge Mac Jones as much as like you would hope he would, just to give your young quarterback some confidence. Or my coach is saying that publicly. But if I'm the Patriots, absolutely would I go after Lamar Jackson. Because you got to keep up with your own division. And what is the downside here? You're not going to get, you know, who, you're waiting for Mac Jones to be your next Tom Brady. That's not happening. Lamar Jackson is something different than Tom Brady. He doesn't have to be Tom Brady. He's different. He's Lamar Jackson. The approach is different. Now you get Belichick. He can devise things. Now, oh my God, I got this weapon. Just like he had when he had Randy Moss. He had a weapon that nobody else had. And then you give him Lamar Jackson and let him go into the lab and go, we're going to do these things. Now I have an identity. Now I have a quarterback. Now there's something attached to this. How long's Belichick going to coach for? I mean, here's your chance. Reinvent yourself. And he may not care about any of this stuff. Because I don't know him. But if I got that chance, Mac Jones is not leading you to the promised land. Maybe the playoffs. Feels like 9-8. Lamar Jackson gives you the possibility of something spectacular. Mac Jones doesn't. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think the toughest thing for Belichick and the team since Brady left is getting free agents to come there to play with, you know, they're not supposed to be a fun place to play, but people, I think, overlooked it when Brady was there because you're almost guaranteed winning. But I think if Lamar Jackson's there, you have more chance of getting younger players to join your team.
Well, I wonder about receivers.
I'm not sure if that's right, but maybe.
Yeah. I mean, your tight end will probably want to play with him, but you know, players wanted to play with Brady because they had a chance to win a they knew they had a chance to win a Super Bowl. You don't, you know, if I'm a free agent, aside from the money part of it, where you might have to overpay a little bit, like Jacksonville did. Jacksonville had to over, you might have a better chance of getting a free agent in Jacksonville than you do New England. And who would have thought that? All right, we'll get to more phone calls coming up. We'll take you back to November 25th of 2020. Aaron Rodgers talked about the Packers drafting Jordan Love. I don't think he ever got over it. Still don't think he's over it. Matt Damon will join us. Talk about the new movie, Air. Final hour coming up.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.